So in Siman Reshit Aleph, then the Usif Hay again. So the Pasuk says that there's a lot of Kedima based on the Pasuk. So if I have a choice to making a bracha on either different items of food, so the Shiva Saminim go first. There's something for one of the seven species which Eretz Israel is praised with. That gives a chashivas to it. And so that's going to give a halach of kedima on it. And then within the pasuk itself, we give a kedima to each item, as it mentioned earlier or later in the pasuk. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hod the chita basar kadmin, that which we said, the first thing mentioned in the pasuk is Eretz chita usara, the gevan of Saino Rimon. Eretz chita usara is the first two things mentioned. So it mentions chita and sara. So that tafka she'else mehem tam shalopas, that you've made them either into a baked item or a cooked item. You cook you make a barley soup, so it's a mezernus and it goes first. Or you make some type of something out of a farina, the tapshal out of the wheat. The person would take kernels of wheat, let's say, and roast them and just eat them as kernels and munch on them. There the bracha is Rippi Adama. Then it does not get precedence over eating some grapes, even though the pasuk says Eretz Chita Usara Gefen. So Chita is number one and Gefen is number three. But that's only when Chita is in its preferred form. Okay. Hagoa Birchas Amoitzi, Kedemus, the Birchas Beri Meni Mezernus, Chol Shkinach Shar Brochus, Amoitzi goes before Mezernus and all of the Brochus. Even if the second item is considered more chashuv, Mishabur gives an example that the bread we made out would be barley-based bread, and the mezernus is wheat-based mezernus, so it's more chashuv, and it tastes better. All right, so you have a fight between kagosh cake and bread, right? So the kagosh cake should win. It's chaviv.
It's kagosh.
B'chein yeshadak take me the fine. Now, b'chol, ha'adamrin the echad kardam l'chaveira, hanu shuroitz alecho mishneim l'chein yesh lahaktim l'chaveh v'chashu. This is all talking about you're planning to eat both. Therefore, you have to give kedima to the one which you're planning to eat. So you say you're eating both, you should give the kedima to the one which is chaveh, or to the one which is shibas aminim, as we discussed before. However, alamenim roitzim lecho mishneim, enim avorach brakal eze shuroitz alecho. If you're not planning to eat both, you make a bracha on the one you're planning to eat. Even though the other one is still there, is in front of you, you can ignore it. So it's pretty insulting. You're ignoring this thing which is more chashim and more chaviv, etc. But right now you find it. So if you did not do the kedima, in berachas Shabbos, the al zeh, if the brachas are the same brachas, I think we did the Mishavurs on this. Right? Yeah, we did the Mishavurs on this. Okay. Fine, let's finish off over here. Baruch Shabbos Yotze Bein Tzarech Lassu L'Baruch Al Zeh Shohayilu L'Haktim. If the brachas are the same, you don't have to make a... So you made a bracha on the one which you were supposed to be... Not supposed to be Maktim. But we say the bracha works for both. But it only works if you had in mind for the other item as well. Okay. Fine. Vav. Hoy lefon of tam shal mekamach kusman mishibalu shua. So you have something made from a spelt or shibalu shua from oats, mishivon or rye. The gefen v'sena b'rimon. So the pasuk says chita and tzara, gefen tena b'rimon. So this is not chita, it's not tzara. It's spelt, it's rye, it's oats. And you have a gefen or a tena and a rimoy. Kimish mabarach al tapshah b'rebin mezonos b'chos ha'kadam. Mezonos goes first. Avagav l'hanuch mimin shiva, b'yulav mimin shiva. Even though gefen, tena, and rimoy are min shiva, we said before min shiva gets precedence, but mezonos gets precedence over that. Okay. Mikol mokom, kimin the chashivi,
so
So, but Mizonos gets the precedence because it has the chashibas of it's something which pas can be made out of. It's like the chashibas, even if it's only in the Mizonos form, not in the pas form.
What if it's made out of oats or out of rye or out of spelt?
Correct. Okay. Mishaburus of Katan Lama Dalad. The Olavim in Shiva. These items are not Minshimas. Now, the Mishaburus says, what do you mean? I mean, Chazal say that Kusmin, spelt, is a type of wheat. Alvagab, the Kusmin min Chitin. Shiva Lashul, Bashifa, and Min Sarim. Chazal say that the oats and rye are considered under the umbrella of barley. And spelt is under the umbrella of wheat. Because Moham Kiman the Ainis Koran Behedja Bakro, Amen Khashibis Min Shiva, Tokaf Kamashum Farosha Behedja Bakro. So you're right, if you're discussing that taking precedence over something else. So if I have a choice of I'm eating some kernels of spelt, and I'm also having some lettuce. So you say, well, spelt is a type of chita, so it's even though it's only a dhamma, but it has a khashibis of min shiva. And it should go before the lettuce. Fine. So I should make the bracha, the hadama, on the spelt kernels, not on the lettuce. If you hold, you know, min shiva is important as opposed to chaviv. But now when you're contrasting against a grape, grapes prefers on the pasuk and kusman is not in the pasuk. So that's why we need to say that there's a new argument over here called mezonos. Mezonos goes first. Why does mezonos go first? Because mezonos are the items which theoretically could be made into pas. W minau pas lamet hay. We got him a call chidah b'sara the kroa al kaponim, and they are connected to the pasuk in some way. The chidah b'sara kaidman the gap in methena b'dimrin. So the combination of these two thoughts allows it to go first. Now that would mean that, for example, rice, even though the bracha is mezonos, so if I have a choice between rice and grapes, I should make the bracha on the behold min shiva goes first. Now, if we had before that one sheet held different brachas, it's irrelevant to the whole conversation. There's no kadima b'chla. But assuming that we say that even by different brachas, there is a kadima, so now I have an issue. Do I make the eights on the grapes before the mezonos on the rice? So according to the way Mishabur presents it, the combination of these two thoughts together, so mezonos on rice would go after the eights on the grapes.
I'm sorry. The ha'eitz on the grapes?
The ha'eitz on the grapes. We'll go first.
No, no, go.
What?
Not wine, good.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Cousin Morgan, I'm on the Davka Hani, the Chashiv Khan. Now, so we mentioned over here, we have Kusmin, Shibel Shul, and Shifun against Gefen, Tena, Berimoin. Why? Because Gefen, Tena, Berimoin are three, four, and five in the Pasuk. Chita, Sarah, Gefen, Tena, Berimoin. But remember we said that the second Eretz starts the count over again. So Zaysim and Dates, Tamorim, are one and two to the second Oretz. So now I have, but when you contrast them against Chit and Sa'ara, we say the first Oretz has precedence over the second Oretz. So if I have a fight against Zaysim and Tamorim against Chit and Sa'ara are one and two of the first Oretz, and they're one and two of the second Oretz. But now it's not Chit and Sa'ara, it's Shifa and Rishi Shul or Kusman, which are a secondary. Yeah, please. Okay. Thank you. Is that a problem?
Yes. Are you going to stay here for now?
Till 9.
Till 9. Oh, can I help you on the problem?
Yeah.
Come on in.
So here we have. So you have. Sure. Do you mind? We join you.
Hello, Rabbi Levy.
If not, we'll add another table.
No, we're doing it.
Okay.
Hello, Rabbi Levy.
So. So now I'm contrasting the Zaysim and the Tamorim against Shibar Lashuel, Shifan, and Kusman. What's the halacha over there? Tesli said, "No, Rabbi Lavka, Hani the Choshev Khan. I was Zaysim in Tavshash Shibar Lashuel. But if I have a fight between Zaysim and Shibar Lashuel, the Zaysim Kribin, the Shem Lekim Mukdom and Bekro, Zaysim is number one of the second Oritz. That's the Magen Rabbi's argument. I will come across and call close that. The only Kharim arguing this, Kanabu Sakat and Chafei, Ayin Shem. Fatanov the Vire, Seder Malas, but Ksara, I want to give a final, Sikum over here. What do we do with the mice? Kolomoch Mechaber, Hukuru Mechaber. So whatever I'm listing first has precedence, whatever later comes second. Okay. Hamoitzi, Afilami Pasha, Shibrela Shul of Ashifan. Is the first thing. So Amotzi, whatever bread is going to be, will be first before everything else. Bereimin and Mezonos, Almaisa Kedera Zechitim. So the next order of precedence, Mezonos and Chitim. Then, Bereimin and Mezonos, Almaisa Kedera Deserim, or Mezonos and the next thing would be barley. So I have a choice between Mezonos and something made out of Chitim, something made out of barley, I have to make it on the Chitim. They're first. Next one is Bereimin and Mezonos on my sekdeir the Shibar Lashuel v'Shifan Shagam Hemachal Sarim. Bereimin and Mezonos the Sarim keeping the Sarim before Shavuot Kadam Lehen. So Kuzim Shumin Chitim Hugam Ken Kadam. So I have Mezonos on barley and Mezonos on spelt. Even though spelt is a type of chita, but again, barley is fair on the pasuk and spelt is not. So barley will go first. So if I have come to my table and I have mezonos over here and I have wheat mezonos and barley mezonos and spelt mezonos and rye and oats mezonos, so I would give my kedima to the wheat mezonos. I'm not having any wheat mezonos right now, so I only have a conflict between barley mezonos and other mezonos. So barley would get the precedence. I take the barley away and I add in some other foods. Right, so Mezonos goes first, even though it's made out of chita, it's made out of spelt or something like that. It's going to go before my other foods, because it's the Mezonos. Then the next thing is Brei Pri Gofen. The next order is Brei Pri Gofen. Okay, now you're making Brei Pri Eitz. So next, the order of Brei Pri Eitz, the precedence is Zaysim, Tamarim, Manovim, Tena, Berimai. Because again, Zaysim is number one of the second Oritz. Tamarim is number two. Zayshem is referring to Zaysim. Dvash is referring to tomorrow, so that's one and two, right? And then Geffen, Tenerim are three, four, and five. So if I have my conflict over here, if I have Zaysim will be the one. I'm not having any Zaysim. I'm having tomorrow. Okay, I'm not having tomorrow, but I'm having grapes and I'm also having some pomegranates. So you make a bracha on the grapes, not on the pomegranates. Okay, grape your eights, pri adoma. Now, we should work before when it comes to pre-eitz and pre-adoma, there's actually a machloikis if there's a din of kadima. And the Iker Pesach said there's not a din of kadima by eitz and adoma. So if one of them is chaviv, you would give precedence to the chaviv hadoma over the brei pre-eitz. But if everything being equal, you would give precedence to the eights over the adam, and then shahakul. B'chol elu, emashkich and alachaviv klal. The mishum ocher mechaver afilu huchaviv yoser. So in general, chaviv does not play a role over here, with the exception of the rapier eights and rapier adama. And according to the order that I made. The later one is later, the other one is earlier. Whether the later one is more chavit to you or not doesn't make a difference. The mishum ocher mechaver afilu hu chaviv yoser kegon shahoya chaviv lo shahakol. I like the shahakol. It's mamash chaviv to me. Afilu achi apir adama kadam lo chayim b'kol nispiliel. Right. So I have ice cream, shahakol ice cream, and I have adama spinach. So the adama spinach goes first. I suppose it's more chavim to me. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Priya Eitz or Priya Domo. So there already Avdin Basar Chaviv, if the Kabbalah is in Priya Eitz and Priya Dhamma, then we do go Basar Chaviv, a feel of a Shani Min Shiva, even if the other one, the non Chaviv, is a Min Shiva. So Vayar Priya Dhamma, which I like, for me, lettuce is most Chaviv. I can eat lettuce, carrots, I'm a rabbit, I like eating a lot of carrots. Right? So I have some grapes and some carrots. So it's Min Shiva and it's a Bripio Eitz, but by me carrots are more chaviv. So carrots with the Bripio Dhamma and the carrots will go first. Hayishneim Min Chavivim. In that situation, they're both chaviv. Then I'll see them both Min Shiva. Then Min Shiva would get precedence. Fine. Imechel Mehem Mukta Mepasik. If one of the we're making
Min Shiva take precedence, they're all both.
If I would have a Priya Dhamma, I'm eating kernels of wheat, right? And I'm eating some grapes, right? So I have. Stop. I'm eating lettuce. I like lettuce very much. I also like grapes very much. So we said that once she holds priyats priya dhamma, there's no kadima, but there is kadima to min shiva. So the eights we get in that situation, the eights we get chashivas of min shiva first. If both are right, imechem mehem muktim apasik. If, let's say, however, one is muktam, kagoyim, shekakos is kloyus chita, the rechaz of Ripia Dhamma, vechol zayas. They're both min shiva. And one's a dhamma, and one's a eitz. The dhamma is earlier, because it's I'm eating wheat kernels, and olives. Yachtim chita, who cut on the cross, so chita goes first. Can't cause the mug in a rum, that's the sheet of the mug in a rum. The Gra says, Paul Gazer, Koshik Sabin Liabas of Cotton Kabzain, I ensure. The Gra says, not like that. That he says that when the brachas are not shove, that there's no dinner muktam, because they're not shove, so you do whatever you want. Either one, go first. Fine. Shneim einam min shiva. I have a priya eitz and a priya dhamma. Neither is min shiva. Then yesh lahak the priya eitz im shalom chavivus. If they're both equal to me in chavivus, if they're both equal in chavivus, then we give kadima to bray priya eitz. But if one is chaviv, chaviv gets precedence. In shneim priya dhamma, shneim shahako zinabas chaviv.
Now, sometimes.
What's the definition of chaviv? So we have two definitions of chaviv. What I want right now, or what I in general prefer, even though right now I'm not really in the mood of it so as much. Okay. Anan b'nei Ashkenaz nimshach achar harosh v'siyato. The Ramah follows the Rosh. Shehu min harogol yis chaviv etzli, k'mo shekosav z'pala. Chaviv is not what you want right now, it's what in general you prefer. Okay. V'im shneim chavivim etzli, they're both things I like very much in general. Then, ozina boser achar esen shechav etzat. Then you'd go with what you want right now. K'mo shekosav z'beiz l'ram. B'ruch ha'zachil ha'shtia, afilu b'ruch ha'shtia. So Achil and Shtia versus Reach always goes first. Now we don't. Is there any mila of Achil over Shtia? Right. So is there any mila of Achil over Shtia? So Mishmur does not mention that at all. So I'm sitting by my table and I have a cup of water and I have a piece of chicken. I think a shahakal and something. So do I say that chila is more chasha than shti and I should make the shahakal on the chicken, not on the drink? Mishmur doesn't say that. Now I would point out that we had this discussion by supper tonight. That if Alasha pointed out to me, but let's say it was orange juice, Shimon, we make a shahakal on oranges, but there's a stronger argument that the correct bracha on oranges really is eight. So then it would be logical to make the shahakal on the chicken, which is the body of shahakal, more than making it on the drink. Right? And the orange juice, which is a suffix, eight. Right? So that would be true. That would be right. There's a maisa. So the Mishabur does not mention this. There's a Prima Gadol does not mention this. There's an Orcha Shulchan that says that Achila goes before Shtiyah. There's an Orcha Shulchan that says Achila goes before Shtiyah. There's a Maisa with Rishulam Migra. Rishulam Migra was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Right? So the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, he was a way out there going. Way out there going. I'll just get an example of what his going is. When the Ksois published a Sefer, all the yeshivas use it constantly. So he was a younger man. He brought it to Rishul Migra. So he originally published a volume, Chelik Aleph, of it. And then he sold that. He raised money to be able to publish the second Chelik. He brought it to Rishul Migra. He showed it to him. Rishul Migra looked through it a little bit. Says he picked up the thought process of the Ksois. So the first Chelik goes from Siman Aleph to Siman Kuflami Beis. He says, okay, so Kuflam and Gimel, you're going to ask this, you're going to answer this. You ask this, you're going to on the spot, he just picked it up. He started writing the Ksois on the spot. What are you going to say back? But that was the Mishul Amikra. So Mishul was a young man. They had a shidduch for him with this very, very rich man's daughter. And the rich man was like, get such a son-in-law. Anyway, they're about to celebrate their engagement. They bring the young man over to the house. That was arranged marriage. And he was raised in poverty. So the Gemara puts out a spread, coffee, sugar, cream. And he's never seen coffee, sugar, or cream in his life. And he doesn't know what to do. So he says, okay. There's also the coffee grind. So there's a spoon there. He says, okay. So Achila goes before Shtiyah.
Which would not agree.
But the child, there's the black Achila, there's the grinds, and then there's the white Achila, which is the sugar. The night goes before day. So he made a bracha on the coffee grind. So the poor young lady is watching this, right? She's raised in this, and this, he's eating coffee grinds, So the girl runs out of the room, right? So the father runs after her. She says, I refuse to marry him. He says, he's a sefer Torah. He says, sefer Torah, you put an Oren Kodesh, you don't marry him. I'm not marrying him. Fine. A little while later, this Kabir travels to Prague. So Rishul Migra grew up in a city called Tizmanitz. So he's from Tizmanitz. So he comes to Prague. So he went there for business. And meanwhile, he goes to visit the Nadir Behuda. The door on the door, Nadir Behuda. So he walks in, and says, Shabbatai, some Tizmanitz. He says, ooh, Tizmanitz. There was a big shalos going on. I just received a tshuva from the Hagoyna Gadol, Rishul Migra. I've never heard of him before. Who is he? This is a 13-year-old boy. Right? Wrote a tshuva that Nadir Behuda is being this ball from, right? So the Kabir here, that the Noda Behuda, the Gadol Hador, is saying that he's going on Gadol. I never heard of him before. Who is he? And find out he's a 13-year-old Bacher from Tizmanitz. He faints on the spot. He just gave away the Gadol Hador for Shimon. So they runs to wake him up. What happened? He didn't explain why he fainted. He just fainted. So finally they revive him, they ask him, what happens? He explains the whole story. He says he gave away this son-in-law. And he looks at him and says, if so, you probably should faint again. And that was the end of the story. You deserve to faint again. So, but that's the first time in my life I heard this vice from Rishon Shadron. Okay? I mean, it took him about half an hour to say the story. Right? So, that's the first time in my life I heard this halacha of Kedim of Achila Tishtiyah. But it's an Orcha Shulchan over here. Orcha Shulchan says it. But the Shemur does not mention it. The end of the Maisa was So he was, you know, Rishon, the point over there was to bring up the godless of the Rishon. He was going, he was absolutely, you know, off the charts going. He was 13 years old writing a Jumlah Nebbi Yehuda, was thinking it must be one of the, you know, tremendous Talmud Chacham Gadol. You know, he's 13 years old writing a Jumlah like that. So when they had the Maaseh of the Ksuris, and he was older already, you know, he made the Ksuris feel bad. So Rishon Sharon said the rest of his life he used to fast regularly as a kapara for the fact that he made the Ksuris feel bad all the time. To the point that his teeth turned black from Tanesin. They shouldn't have hurt somebody's feelings. So with all the godless, that was his sensitivity. That was the point of the Muslims. Not to the little. He was a rabbi of the Nesivis. Okay. Simon Reish at base. So we're moving from the lachos of Kedima to the lachos of Iker and Tafel. Okay. Okay. So, Iker and Tafel, I just want to clarify. The lach is, people make something like a mistake that, you know, when you have an Iker and a Tafel, you make one wrong. So you didn't make a bracha on the tafel. That's incorrect. The chiddush of Iker and Tafel is that the bracha on the Iker works for the tafel as well. So if I'm eating Cheerios with milk, and I make a mezonos on the Cheerios, so that's the Iker, and the milk is there just to facilitate the Cheerios. So I made a bracha on the milk. I made a mezonos on the milk. That's the bracha on the milk in that situation. Now I finish my bowl. There's a little bit of milk left in the end. So if I can't drink the milk, I didn't make a bracha. That's not true. You made a bracha. You made a mezonos on the milk. So you did make a bracha on the milk. The only question comes up, a person says that I'm really, really thirsty, and part of my reason why I'm having this is because I want to have the quenching of the thirst of the milk. Oh, so then the milk is not there as a tofu to the Cheerios. Now the milk has its own function. That's when you have a question. So that's a different point, because the point over there is not so much you can make a bracha. The point is that that now what you've done is made it that's not tofu. As long as it's a tofu, it's there as being secondary to the primary food, the bracha of the primary food, it works for the secondary food as well. Here's double building next. So if you have something which is primary to you, something which is secondary to you, the bracha on the ikar works for the tafel. Maybe bracha shalafanah, maybe bracha shalafanah. This works for bracha rishayna, it works for bracha achrayna. Now, if they're mixed together, that's for sure true. Okay. Halafilu kolecha levadoi. Even if the two ones are distinct, but if it's clear from the way you're eating it that you're eating the one item just as a way to facilitate the other one, so it's clearly secondary, the bracha of the ikar will work for the tafel. For example, I feel a pas shuchash miko. Even bread, which is the most kosher thing which we have, imutafel. If I would eat bread away, then it's tafel. How is that possible? Good going. Shechol dag maliach. A person ate salty fish, and it's so salty that if you don't have something else with it, you can't get the fish down. It would irritate you. It'll be hard to swallow it. So you're eating some bread just to soften the intensity of the saltiness of the fish. So the bread there is just as a secondary to the fish. So you make a bracha on the fish, shahako, and that covers the bread. In that case, you don't wash. You don't tell the tilsidayim. You don't do any. You don't bench. Now, Mishmur does talk about that. You know that. So that has to be true. If there's any thought in your mind, you know, also I'm enjoying having some bread, so that's a whole different ball game. But if the bread over here is only here just to facilitate the other food, it becomes a tofu.
Are you saying that piece of bread with the fish? Of course, you have
to. Okay, so. If you eat the bread first, you can't eat it without making a bracha, right? At that point in time, you eat the bread first. So then, in that situation, you would make the bracha on the bread, which would be the right bracha, and then you eat the fish. But if you ate the fish first, even if the bread is eaten after the fish, but since it's there just because of the fish, it's secondary to the fish, then the bracha doesn't have to be eaten together.
Right. But it doesn't have to be fish first.
But it has to be fish first. So it's, if I pull out some milk from my mixture and drink the milk first, then I can make a shahakal of milk. What?
Yeah.
Even if you don't eat it together. If you eat it together, for sure the bracha of the fish works first. They're saying that as opposed to the bread is first. So now, this is a case where there's clearly a primary and a secondary. So then, the fact that one is after the other doesn't change anything. In a case where they're more of together, so we also have a concept of ikar and tofel. Even though that's why I really want both over there. I'm not, giving. So I'm. Leave out mazonis for a second. I have Pesach and Cholent, so there's no mazonis. So there's some. I have some potatoes, and I have some meat, and maybe I have I mix in some other type of vegetable that I like over there. I put some carrots in there or something like that. Right. It's a mixture. I have a fruit cocktail. It's a fruit cocktail. There's some pieces of pineapple in it. There's some pieces of apple in it. There's pieces of It's a mixture. So over there, if you take it out of the mixture, it might change the halacha. Because over there, there's not one which is primary versus secondary. They're both important to me. So there, the halacha, you found the majority. The rov will decide what the bracha is. But if I take it out of the mixture, so then maybe I should make two brachas. So there's a chayonim which says, if, let's say, they're very large pieces, which by nature means you eat them separately. So I have fruit cocktail, little small pieces of so any spoon I take of it, there's a lot of little pieces in it. But I have very large chunks, so I'm going to eat them with a fork, each one chunk at a time. So the fact that it's a mixture, maybe the chayotim holds it wouldn't change anything, because over there, since both are really primary to you, you're not eating it as a mixture. The fact that it's sat in the cup as a mixture, who cares? You're not eating it as a mixture. So then you make two brachas,
So if you say you go by rolls, then with a fruit cocktail, every spoonful might have a different roll.
No, so that if in general the majority of the fruit cocktail is one thing, that defines it, as long as you're eating it as a mixture. But in a case where you're not eating it as a mixture, that's a chayolim. Okay. We ate sharmim zatrumah imat tavu chavim belov mavarach alav achak mavarach alikir. So in a case where the tuffle is also important to you, so you can't make a bracha on the ikar and then on the tuffle, because it could be the bracha the ikar will cover the tuffle. So what you do is first you make a bracha on the tuffle. So if you're eating it first, you have to make a bracha on it, and then you make a bracha on the ikar. So that's like if when I come to my Cheerios and milk, and I'm am thirsty, and maybe the milk is not it's important to me. I really would want to drink it. So two scoops of raisin in every my raisin bread. I really like raisins, so maybe I should make a bracha on the raisins. So whether Mo is bringing the shisharim, really I should take a raisin first. If the raisins are chavv to me, I should make a rapiate on the raisin, and then make a mezonis on the flakes. Okay, we'll see that the shabura is not very happy with this pesach. We'll see in the shabura that this is the rabba, but the shabura brings that it's not so posh. Hadar v'orchal ikur partas at tefela. Hanu sharechal biyachar, sharechal ikur tefila. Either eating it together or eating the ikur first. You drink the tefila first. You eat the tefila first. For example, kinshu rosh alishtois. I want to have a shot of whiskey. So my goal right now is a shot of whiskey. But I know that my stomach, if there's nothing in my stomach, I haven't had whiskey, it burns. So I eat something first to facilitate my shot of whiskey. So I'm telling you, there's no shiloh that the goal of the food is nothing but my whiskey, right? But it doesn't make a difference because you're having the food first. You have to go bracha on the food. Or you're eating something not so much that it should be an empty stomach. I want to get a sweet flavor in my mouth that it shouldn't be too bitter. There's a bitter taste to the whiskey. So I eat some cherries beforehand or something like that, which puts a strong sweet flavor in the mouth. So when I swallow down the whiskey afterwards, it tastes okay. Since you're eating it first, so you make a bracha. Now, what bracha do you make on it? But right now, even I'm having a piece of cake, but I'm eating the cake. Clearly, the only function of the piece of cake is just to facilitate the drinking, so it's not being eaten with the chashivas of cake. Everyone's saying, I take and dry a piece of cake. So it's a mazonis. Say, no, I don't drink, I have no chance of cake at all. That's the only thing that's available right now to get something in my stomach. So then it's not functioning as cake, it's functioning as a food. So the bracha is a shahak. Okay? The Mishabur again is going to bring some question on that. Let's see Sif Bey's already together. Might as well see the whole Sif. So there's another Hechatimsa of an Iker Natafel. So I make a fruit tart. So there's this jam jelly fruit mixture on top, and there's this wafer on the bottom. There's this mezonos on the bottom, which is thin. And my goal of taking the bottom is just a way to be able to hold the fruit. So that situation, the wafer on the bottom is considered tofu. Now they used to do it wasn't a flavor thing, it was more like a bread type of an item. My goal over here isn't bread. My goal over here is just to eat my sweet, whatever it is, and I just need to hold it in something. We'll see in halacha that the difference between whether it's baked together or it's put together afterwards. In other words, for example, the old ice cream cones, the non-flavored ice cream cones, they taste like, a little better than cardboard. Right? If you're a kid, for sure, there's no shame that the cone has no function other than to hold ice cream. So the chayra, according to this, you should make a bracha on ice cream and that's it. That's not true, because it wasn't baked together. Here we're talking about something which is baked together. So it becomes one unit, and in that unit, the mekachas is the ikur. But in the case of the cone, which was not baked together, the cone was baked separately from the ice cream, so then you put it there afterwards. So the mezonos never becomes a tofu. So in that situation, except for the case of dogmaliach in the past, which is it's secondary. So in that situation, but in the case of the cone, you wouldn't make a mezonos on the cone still.
Is that Mishabura that we're talking about?
Mishabura doesn't speak it out,
okay. But
the Moshe has a tshuva about it, where he's very clear about that. Okay, let's see Mishabura's. At least what time is it?
Nine.
So let's hold it here.